The weekend was an emotional one in Milwaukee. Late Friday, protesters blocked lanes on I-43 heading out of downtown. Police arrested dozens. They're demanding justice for black men police have shot, particularly Dontre Hamilton. The MPD fired Officer Christopher Manny for failing to follow protocol when confronting Hamilton as he slept in a park downtown. Hamilton was unarmed and mentally ill. He reportedly struggled with the officer, who then fired 14 shots. As Marge Pitroff reports, people on both ends of the protests express resolve. Demonstrations have become a regular occurrence in downtown Milwaukee on Friday evenings. Supporters of the Dontre Hamilton family gather where he died at Red Arrow Park. They continue waiting for the district attorney to decide whether he'll file criminal charges against former officer Christopher Manny. This past Friday, about 100 demonstrators walked from the park onto I-43, blocking rush hour traffic.
Everybody rally up!
Arrest murderers!
Sheriff David Clark says officers arrested 74 people who refused to leave the freeway. He says they were booked on various charges.
And they range from a citation to misdemeanor and even felony charges. I think it's important for me to let people know where the line is. And if they choose to cross it, then we will take appropriate and reasonable measures.
Both Clark and Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn say their officers will continue arresting people who don't heed the law. Flynn says there are safe and legal ways to stage protests.
There's no constitutional right to break the law.
Protesters insist they will continue disrupting life as normal here until the Hamilton family gets some sort of justice for the loss of 31-year-old Dontre. His brother Nate Hamilton is among them.
You know, I'm sorry that we caused you a small inconvenience. It's to make sure that no family has to go through what we're going through right now.
Hamilton did say at Friday's rally that he hopes District Attorney John Chisholm does not announce his decision about potential charges in coming days.
I don't want to have to bear that type of decision before Christmas nor my mom. We got this far being strong, and it's kind of like going back to day one when this decision comes out. Back to hearing he got shot 14 times, so we don't want to go back to that place before Christmas.
The district attorney has said he will announce his decision before the end of the year. Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark says until that time, he understands some demonstrators' frustration.
I can only imagine, because I've never gone through it, but I can only imagine what the Hamilton family is dealing with right now. But I could also say that it has had a destructive effect on the rest of Milwaukee County, and I'm talking about the delay.
Hamilton was killed in April. The DA says he's been seeking expert input. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.